20 years of terrorism laws in the United Kingdom and how they've affected Muslim lives. This afternoon, we chat to communications officer at Cage UK, Anas Mustafa. Welcome, Anas, to the program. Assalamu alaikum and welcome. We appreciate your time. Now, the reality is that it's now 20 years since the introduction of the Terrorism Act 2000. Anas, how bad has the damage been on the legal system been in the UK and for Muslims?
I mean, yeah, as you rightly said, it's been 20 years since the introduction of the Terrorism Act 2000. It's actually passed in July of the year 2000 on the back of what could arguably be said some anti-migrant sentiment. And then since then, it's taken on a life of its own with new terrorism legislation being passed nearly biannually since. So over 20 years, we have every other year a new piece of terrorism legislation. And what this has had an effect of is eroding rule of law principles. So the principles, long-standing principles of justice, such as, you know, innocent until proven guilty, such as transparent judiciary, independent and transparent judiciary, such as due process rights, they've all been undermined and eroded. And today, we're witnessing a very right-wing government in place in 10 Downing Street, who are essentially standing on the at the end of the destruction of these particular laws, and pushing it much further ahead in ways that were unanticipated before. So right now, the government is bolstering its rhetoric against lawyers who defend the rights of immigrants and rather refugees and asylum seekers who seek refuge in the UK. And that is all being facilitated or allowed or empowered, you could say, by the terrorism legislation, which has been honed in on Muslims. And Muslims have lived this reality for the last 20 years.
Yes. Now, as you indicate, it's really been honed in on Muslims. And what has been the impact of this? Did these laws create almost a two-tier justice system targeting Muslims and foreign nationals?
Yeah, I mean, these particular laws, terrorism laws, it's well documented, and our report captures it as well. They've validated and, in fact, kind of given a seal of approval for the anti-Muslim sentiment, Islamophobia. And Muslims have been facing the brunt of it. We have the Prevent policy, which is obviously an outgrowth of the counter-terrorism policy, which is targets particularly Muslim beliefs and aspects of Muslim belief, and you find kids referred to government programs for quote-unquote de-radicalization because they've decided to support Palestine or request a prayer room in their schools. We've also seen how the Muslim beliefs are seen as a risk in and of themselves in prosecution. For example, people may be handling books or perhaps publishing books, and they'll be prosecuted under terrorism legislation because it's suspected that, no, you're not just a publisher and author or writer. You're something a bit more nefarious about you. And all of this being allowed to happen under the terrorism legislation. We've seen how our mosques have become essentially muzzled. Muslim organizations have become fearful from dealing with sensitive issues. And our British Muslim charities, again, being unable to work in sensitive areas out of fear of them being arrested and charged with terrorism. And this is, these are things that we've dealt with firsthand with charity workers, aid workers, and institution leaders in the UK.
Yes. In terms of, where has this all led to, and the fact that these have targeted certain communities. 88% of all terror arrests never led to terrorism convictions. So the reality is that innocent people were just rounded up because of Islamophobic neighbors, perhaps reporting them to authorities and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an assumption. It's a reality. For example, one of the media people that work with Cage, Brother Kareem or Kerry Bullivant, he was under what was called a house arrest, a TPIM at the time. effectively shackled down, unable to move, unable to meet any other people, unable to leave their doorstep, have to touch him with the police via phone call every so often in times during the day. And during the proceedings of their trial, it came out that in fact one of the main reasons why he was put on this particular debilitating order was because a neighbor had raised a concern about him. So and said, you know, they fear for him being radicalized or maybe extreme or something like that. And it was a non-Muslim neighbor. So these things are a reality. One of the further more kind of damaging effects is like terrorism law has allowed the judiciary to be undermined. So now when you go to trial, secret evidence can be brought against you, which you cannot see, which you cannot challenge. And this secret evidence was brought in as a national security, under the banner of national security. But now you find it involved in employment tribunals. We find it involved in family law. So now, you know, children, for example, we found families, mothers and fathers who are trying to protect their kids from being taken by the state under allegations of extremism. And they cannot even challenge the evidence that's being presented because it's secret evidence. You cannot see it. So you can't even defend yourself. And again, you've seen how people, for example, like the brother, Tokir Tok Sharif, who's in Syria, he's had his citizenship removed. And again, under secret evidence that he cannot challenge and he can't see, despite him being a well-known British aid worker in Syria, saving people's lives every day. So these are... Now these effects have now come to wider society. So now environmental activists, they're being brought into underneath terrorism law. So animal rights activists, they're also being brought into it. And now even kind of the traditional liberal class as well, they're also facing some of the heat because now in Downing Street there's a government that is hell-bent on essentially demonstrating its power and its strength. And running, as they say, like Rothschild over all the people's rights and their freedoms and liberties.
Yes, so that is really what it's been all about, the discrimination and the targeting of Muslims. Anas, we appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Barakallahu feekum for availing yourself. Allah reward you abundantly. Jazakum Allah khair. Amen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.